But in this day of video gaming, is there still room for the whole family to enjoy themselves together? Well, Andy Robertson, also known as Geek Dad, is a video game expert who's carved out a niche in family gaming. He even puts together online videos which teach parents about video games, useful for all those dads and mums who post-Christmas are still struggling to work out where the on button is. Andy, I think there's something like 4.5 million games sold in the first week of December, so a massive market. What have been the best sellers this Christmas?
Well, it's quite interesting. We're seeing the games you could predict selling in their millions. So Modern Warfare 3 selling 2.7 million and FIFA 12, the football game, 1.7 million. But alongside those, the family-friendly games and the games where families play them together are becoming more popular. And in fact, the game that sold the most in the Christmas week was Just Dance 3, a family title.
Right, and most people think of gaming as a pretty solitary exercise. So can video games really be family friendly, and do they actually lead to as many arguments as I remember Monopoly used to in our household?
Yeah, I think they can actually. Although they at first can appear quite complex and intimidating, actually they're not that different from other activities we do with the family. You know, and in a similar way that mealtimes are an opportunity to get together and talk and, you know, have conversations, video games, if played together, can have a similar sort of family feel to them.
Now, I mean, there's lots of different video games available, and they tend to label them in age groups as they do books. Recommendations, perhaps, for two or three of those?
Yeah, I think the thing here is to get away from the sort of one size fits all and really think about how your family and the age of the children are going to suit those games. So if for the very young, a game I've really enjoyed with my kids has been Fruit Ninja on Kinect. You know, they just move around in front of the controller to play that. And Skylanders, the game that uses these little toy figures along with the console, has again been very popular for slightly older children in our family.
And why do you think it's so important, actually, that the families do get involved, that dad or mum do get involved?
Well, I think the danger here is that, you know, where the parents aren't that naturally sort of inclined towards video games and perhaps don't have their own interest in them, it becomes the sort of the domain of the children. And as they grow up, it becomes something they do on their own. And, you know, they end up playing on their own in their bedroom. Whereas the bigger opportunity and the bigger enjoyment and the way to do it more healthily, in my opinion, is to play together as the family. So by the parents taking an interest and taking a lead in what they play together, you can have a much more sort of enjoyable experience.
And something else we've talked about quite a lot this year, 3D games, you know, things like Nintendo 3DS. How are sales on those?
The 3DS, it had a price cut, which again I talked about previously on the programme. That's seen a big bump in sales. And again, Nintendo have worked hard to release Super Mario 3D Land, a big title, and Mario Kart 7. And so they're really sort of adding more games on the shelf that you can use your 3DS with. And that's been seen with an increased number of units sold.
Now, we're still talking about quite a lot of money, just fairly briefly. But, you know, other than buying them in the sales, how else can people save money on video games in 2012?
Well, I think the key thing is to do a bit of research before you buy. You know, a video game can be quite a substantial investment, but if you choose a game that is well suited to your family, that's going to give you a return of many hours of enjoyment. And also, you know, find other people who've got similar consoles to you, and you can share games. And also, playing last year's games, they're often very good, just as good, you know, as more modern games.
So there is a second-hand market here, really.
Exactly, yes. So you can go straight for buying either new or slightly older games secondhand, and that would be cheaper. But you can also play older versions of the latest games as a way to sort of take advantage of the fact that video games have a bigger drop-off in their cost.
Andy Robertson, Geek Dad, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.